Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor. I'm Joe Wren. Second week of the month, we're joined by Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett. Hello, how's everything in Terre Haute?
Well, it's going great, you know, as we continue to get out of this COVID situation and there's a lot of things going on. I know, you know, any mayor can tell you there's a lot of things going on in your community, but I've not seen a lot of these kind of things going on in Terre Haute for a very long time. It's just kind of coming together. And as we come out of COVID, more things are starting to happen. And wow, the schedule's been kind of crazy lately, but it's been really fun and exciting things to have to deal with.
Yeah, well, as always, we usually start the show with the COVID update. And now we're really seeing what a difference a month makes since we talked even in May. Mask restrictions are either voluntary or just enforced by, depending on where you go, businesses. Some places, I believe, perhaps wanting to see a vaccination card too. Just wondering, like, what you felt about that, because a lot of that is also a word of honor.
Right. You know, that's the tricky part because, I mean, I don't know. I would think most people would want to get vaccinated, but apparently that's not the case. And so here in Vigo County, I think we're at 40% is what I heard yesterday. So it's going to be very difficult to get to the 70% that the president was shooting for the nation. You know, we're not going to make that here locally, I doubt, in another month or less than a month. So I think people are still educating themselves. And I said this last month, and I'll say it every month, that talk to your doctor. You know, if the doctor says you're safe to get your shot, whatever your situation is, whatever your underlying conditions, or whether you've had COVID or not had COVID, talk to your doctor and let's continue to work through this to get to the point where we get it behind us. Having people come in the building not wearing a mask and not knowing who's vaccinated or not, it doesn't bother me that much because I feel like the contamination rate, I think yesterday we had 4 in Vigo County, and over the weekend we had one day with 0. So they're very small numbers, but yes, it's still out there. But I don't want to get into being the mask police kind of stuff or the vaccination card police. And so I'm just not going to do that here. And I don't see anybody else in Vigo County doing that either, and I'm okay with that. Let's just keep talking about the positives of being vaccinated and continuing just to be smart, you know, use common sense. And if somebody's sick, stay home. You know, a lot of times people want to come to work when they're sick, whether it's the flu or COVID or whatever it might be. If you're not sure, stay home and, you know, and get a test. It's so easy to do that stuff now. You can get a vaccination the same day. So everything's available to everybody. We're not wearing masks in City Hall anymore beginning this week, and except the courtroom. You know, the Indiana Supreme Court still says the courtrooms have to have masks inside and then on our buses, you know, because of the federal mandate that President Biden put out about riding on a federally funded bus system. So I feel like every week or every couple of weeks, we continue to make more progress. I just don't know when the end is. You know, I don't really know when we get there.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna follow up on that. How do you feel about, you know, back to normal in July? Are there still celebrations planned for the 4th? Because that's a big holiday.
And we've been having some things going on really in the month of end of May, 1st of June. I mean, this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I personally had 9 events. And, you know, more than half of those were larger gatherings, you know, bigger groups. And so you're beginning to see that loosening up. Now, I don't know what the future holds over the next few weeks. That was just a busy weekend, but it felt like last 2019, you know what I mean? It felt like the old days where I was running around doing a tremendous amount of stuff, which I love, but boy, it's been a while, you know? And so I think people feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I've been to one in-person in Bloomington press conference, and everyone was just standing there. It was like the good old days. Everyone was just saying hi and coming up to each other, and it's something.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. What about, you know, budgets so far this year? I know we've talked about this in the past and with other mayors too, and really are not that worried about this year's budget, but what about what you see coming up?
Yeah, and I still feel that way about this year's budget. I'm not seeing any negative trends at all. Everything seems to be back to normal. But then knowing next year, we're still going to wait and see what the usually we in July or so, we get an estimate from the state about our local option income tax money, edit, gadget, public safety. Those, when we get those first estimates, that'll really tell me. I'm told by our financial consultants to expect a 10 to 11% decrease next year as it catches up. You know, it's a lot of that's from last year. It's just on a delayed delivery to us from the state. And so I'll have a better feel for that probably sometime by late July. So from a budget perspective, we're looking at it as just those areas that will probably be affected. So watch that a little bit closer. All my other budgets appear to be fully funded the way we need them to be so far. You know, where we've been through the first round with each department. But now we're formalizing or putting that budget on one piece of paper. And so I'm feeling pretty good about going into next year. It's not as I was thinking it was going to be worse than what I'm thinking it might be.
And do you feel better knowing that the American Rescue Plan Act funds are coming too? And can some of that help offset?
It can help some. Yeah. So I know what you're saying, Joe, because I don't have all the answers yet. I'm sure as you talk to other mayors, we all say the same thing. Absolutely is going to help. But if there's not some loosening or some maybe loosening of the interpretation of the rules by the state or by the federal government, it could be that it'll be difficult to spend all of that money. You know, I mean, we could use it on wastewater. I mean, I could use all of it. So I'm not going to give any back. Let's put it that way. City of Terre Haute will spend our allotment, but I'd like to do a lot of other things. And so I don't know yet. I have some ideas that I'd like to pursue that will take a little bit of a load off the budget, but I'm still not there today as talking to you. I still can't say 100% sure that I can do that.
You think you still be able to... You still think you'll be able to keep up your streak? Is it 5 years now of a balanced budget?
Yeah, we'll see what those revenue forecasts, you know, comes from the state. But I think that we should be able to do that. So right now I'm feeling good about that.
How do you feel about the governor's decision to withdraw the state from federal programs that was providing funds to unemployed workers and expanded jobless benefits? You know, it costs the state nothing to remain in that federal program, but I think, and some people are saying it's the governor's way of saying it's time for people to get back to work.
Yeah, I agree with that, generally speaking. I mean, I think there are some segments of the economy out there, though, that it is hard for people to go back for a variety of reasons. Maybe they have underlying health conditions, maybe they're dealing with kid issues, you know, there's no daycare available. People stayed home and the kids went back to school. Now they're out of school. I mean, I think there's a lot of turmoil still out there and not back to a normal routine. And so there may be some people that just can't quite get back to work yet and need that assistance. But I think those numbers drop every week. My guess is there's a lot of open jobs in Terre Haute, anywhere from $13 an hour to probably $22, $23 an hour, and entry level to manufacturing jobs. And we're having trouble filling them. These businesses are struggling. So I guess we'll see if that decision has an impact on it. I mean, I love numbers and data. So if we see things start improving after that, it was brilliant. It was the right thing to do. If we still see people struggling, you know, I'll be a little concerned about that, but I think it's the right thing to do. I wish the federal government would have just shortened it and left that money in place that if things change again, that they could go back to it and turn it on just like that. You know, it took a long time. My wife is self-employed. It took us many, many, many weeks to get her first check, and there was no money coming in. You know, she couldn't work. And I think there's people like that out there that we need to be able to respond to quickly if things would take a turn in the other direction. But it seems like to me, things are back and people, it's time to go back to work if you can. And if you've got some special situation, those are the ones that it needs to be carved down to.
Yeah, I believe that's effective come June 19th, but
yes,
the point of contention is that it's forcing Hoosiers into low-paying jobs. You know, that argument that it's not that there aren't jobs, it's that they're not paying enough for what that job is worth.
I guess, but you know, once again, you can look at the data from lots of different ways and see different things in there. When I look at, I just heard today, and we had an economic development meeting this morning, and we were talking about a local manufacturer that is, their beginning wage is $21.75 an hour. And high school, you don't even need to have any, they'll train you. They will do the technical training for you to do this. And they're still having trouble filling those jobs. So, you know, when you get up in that range, that's better than unemployment. And these are good long-term jobs with benefits. And so I'm just hopeful that people will then on that lower end of the scale, whether they're working in retail or restaurants or the hospitality industry, you know, some of those folks that have been working, you know, went back to work as soon as they could, maybe they need to move up into some of these better paying jobs and free up spaces for, you know, the younger people or maybe some older people who have retired but want to work. To me, the system kind of feeds itself. The problem is we don't have our pool's not big enough. I've said that before. We don't have enough people. That's our problem.
Casino groundbreaking keeps getting pushed back. This time, the Gaming Commission, I read an article, Associated Press, though, was optimistic. It was just that the Gaming Commission wanted to be sure that the financial backing or status was sound on that Lucy Luck Gaming. Is that pretty much what you've heard?
Yeah, you know, they had submitted that a while back, and so they wanted it to be freshened up a bit and, you know, new updated information. I think they're looking for, you know, building costs and things too, because the price of, you know, materials have gone up so much. I think they really just want updated information in front of them at the next meeting. So I was feeling really good going into the last meeting, but so I try to be cautiously optimistic every time we have one of these steps in the process. But I just talked to the casino owner this morning and he feels like they're on track. And I know I've said that multiple times, but if we kind of, it's narrowing, the path is narrowing where the questions are getting answered, the information they need is being delivered, and now we're getting down to the final, okay, let's issue the lot, renew the license and let them do the groundbreaking. That's kind of where it's at.
Yeah, the article said as early, it could be as early as the end of this month or July.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's probably July, but it's, you know, it's, we keep inching closer. I know I've said that since last October, but I'm still very optimistic.
I wanted to ask about city water, sewer infrastructure. We covered this so much during this show, way back in there in Terre Haute. I remember taking tours of the plant and the all the additions that were made, and you know, Bloomington and Columbus raising rates by about 40% the next 3 or 4 years. Nashville's Dax Norton told me that it's the next crisis in cities and towns, water and sewer infrastructure. What's the current situation there in Terre Haute, and what are you working on?
Well, we don't own the water. Indian American Water provides it here, and they're doing a pretty good job of replacing old pipes and things right now. They've made quite a few large investments and continue to do that. So I'm kind of feeling good about the water side. Our rates are still low here and they're doing a lot of investments. So I guess we'll see what the Public Utilities Commission does with them down the road for rates. But on the wastewater side, you know, we haven't had a rate increase in several years. We've got the long-term control plan that we're renegotiating with IDM and the EPA. So probably later this year, we'll have an idea of what that plan is going to look like for the next 20 years. And then we're going to be doing a rate study later this year, the first of next year, to take a look at when will we have to raise rates again. My goal will be to do something that has an annual increase, maybe that's pretty small. We had to do some bigger ones before because the city had not done it forever. It'd been a very long time. And so we had to put five in place over a period of years that were difficult. Our bill is still pretty low. The average residential bill is $48 a month on the high end. You know, that's the high end. We have a third of our people are at the minimum, 28. But then when you look at all the residential, the average is about $48 a month. That's still pretty low. compared to a lot of communities, considering we're into our plan. My goal will be to make the any increases the minimum and stretch them out over multiple years so we just do small increments that are not too noticeable to the rate payer.
And when you say long-term control plan, can you explain what that means to people?
Sure. That's, you know, that's dealing with the dirty water that goes into the river when we have storms. We have a combined sewer in Terre Haute, so we have to do projects that reduces the amount of water that goes into the river, overflows into the river, contain it, capture it, and then clean it before we put it back in. And so, you know, we spent $130 million at the plant. So we have a state-of-the-art plant. Now we're beginning to work on the pieces outside of the plant, the collection system, the treatment systems outside. And so we're going to need to spend another $150 million probably over the next 20, 25 years. It'll be significant. But every community on a river has to do that. So we're not unique.
Right. Any city council news, road news, what else?
Okay. Well, no, not much city council news. There's been a lot of rezonings lately. It's been kind of interesting. So there's some positive things going on along those lines. So it's been kind of quiet though on that front. They approved a tax abatement last week also for a local company. It used to be Tredegar, now it's Pitsia. They're going to be doing an expansion here. It's a plastics company. So that was something on last week's agenda. Working on road projects. I've got several paving projects going on. We're doing $2.5 million worth of paving this year in the city of Terre Haute and another $500,000 of sidewalk work. So really $3 million going into that kind of infrastructure. You know, convention centers on schedule, on budget, police stations on schedule, on budget. I'm excited about that. We talked about the casino. All that, the projects and things we're working on, the jail is on time and on schedule. I heard in a meeting this morning. So all of our big projects are doing what we'd hope they do and getting where they need to be. So I don't know. It's just kind of a normal construction season, but things are going well.
Yeah. And you had an update on that fighter jet training program. I guess Terre Haute was not chosen.
No, we were not. You know, it started out with 46 locations, which we didn't even know we were one of those at the beginning. They narrowed it down to 5 and they selected Fort Smith, Arkansas. I forget the name of that Air Guard base down there. But, you know, obviously there's politics at play and people who can help make those decisions. And it didn't end up here, but I think we really put a good presentation out there. We've got a great facility. It scored extremely highly on the Air Force, you know, scoring system. I think it will lead to some other things. That would have been huge, would have been gigantic. Hard to say it any other way. It would have been really a big win for Indiana and for Terre Haute specifically. But now we're going to pursue some other flying missions and some other activities that we can bolster what we already have out here, which is a tremendous intelligence wing mission now. And so, you know, we'll see. I think there's some other things that can complement that and bring more jobs and investment here. So we're gonna keep fighting those battles every day.
Yeah. Well, just under 3 minutes left, so I'll just leave it up to you. Do you have any other big announcements?
I don't know. We had a great Wabash Valley, makes the Wabash Festival last week. It's probably one of our biggest ones ever financially for us. Carnival did great. The vendors did great. So that's another sign of that, you know, COVID thing. The fair will be coming up in July, the Butte County Fair. You know, those kind of fun things for me, that eat in the streets on the first weekends of the month. It's always fun to see people out there doing that. So I guess I'm sensing more people wanting to get out and do some activities, which is good for all of us. From a tourism perspective and just the local perspective, we love to see people going to events. The Mill opened up this past weekend. They had 6,000 people there for the Nelly concert, and everything went great. Traffic flow leaving that outdoor facility, it all just worked really well. So that's another thing in our portfolio, if you will, as a community, is having this outdoor entertainment. I think Three Dog Night coming up. There's another concert soon. So, you know, we're going to start to see more and more of that. People coming to Terre Haute for that. So that's exciting. I don't know. I couldn't be any happier where we're at as a community. So things are going well and just trying to be doing our part here in Terre Haute.
Yeah. How are the cicadas over there?
I've not heard one yet. So
well, you're kidding me.
I've heard out in the county and over in West Terre Haute, but in my neighborhood, and I live right next to a dense forested park, I've not seen or heard one yet, but that's just me. I mean, I've been all over Terre Haute.
Wow.
So it's not been a big issue here yet. Maybe they're still to come. I don't know. That whole thing is just crazy to me. I don't understand where some places they say, I hear in Marshall, Illinois, just across, you know, the border from us, you can't hear anything.
Over. Yeah.
So why are we not, why am I not seeing that Terre Haute? I don't get it.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Quite a feat of nature. Well, I'll say that.
Yep.
Well, again, thank you very much for your time. If you're listening, don't forget, you can always participate. We're at Ask the Mayor on Twitter, and you can submit your question, news@indianapublicmedia.org. Hope to see you in July.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.